To the editor. Recently, the Nature Conservancy of Canada celebrated Earth Day by announcing 1450 square kilometres of boreal forest in northern Ontario, near Hearst, is to be protected. Certainly, it's a step in the right direction. The cost of purchasing this land from Dompter is $46 million. Comparatively, 3,182 square kilometres were withdrawn from the Crown land in northern Ontario for the Nuclear Waste Management Organization and Industry Organization, between 2013 and 2015. It is over twice the area of the NCC purchase. Concernedly, this was at no cost to the NWMO and without prior public or Indigenous consultation by the province. In size, these 18 withdrawals are three-fifths the size of Prince Edward Island or the surface area of Lake Nipigon. The reason for the withdrawals, however, was not to preserve nature, but a purpose much different. They were for the studies of potential host sites by the NWMO for 5.5 million bundles of radioactive fuel rods to be stored in Deep Nuclear Geological Repository for eternity. The withdrawal requests were granted under the former Minister of Northern Development and Mines, Michael Gravel. Included were locations in the vicinity of Ignis, Schreiber, Horn Pain, White River, Manitouage, Blind River and Elliott Lake. A map drawn of the withdrawals shown in color is from the NDM Mining Lands Administration System, MLAS, and is attached. Worriedly, Canada has no law against the importation of radioactive waste and, indeed, this is now occurring to a storage mound at Chalk River where a proposal for near-surface disposal facility is meeting considerable opposition. In April 2021, the Radio Canada program, NCEAT, uncovered that former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien was part of a secretive project to store nuclear waste in Labrador. Questionably, were the provincial Liberals under Kathleen Wynne in cahoots with Jean Chrétien on the importation of international nuclear waste to northern Ontario? The Liberals in Newfoundland, Labrador quickly denied being part of that scheme, and residents of Labrador were horrified. Here in northern Ontario the story is different. The withdrawals near Rayvale Lake, 42 kilometres west of Ignis and the downstream Wabagoon Lake Ojibwe Nation has been identified by the NWMO as one of two preferred locations for the DGR. This site is at the headwaters of not only one but two major river expanses, the Turtle River and English Wabagoon River systems. Both the headwater Rayvale and Raleigh as well as nearby lakes are all cool and spring-fed trout lakes. This vast and magnificent landscape covered by water eventually reaches Lake Winnipeg and continues on to Hudson's Bay via the Nelson River. It lies in the heart of Treaty 3, which itself has more surface water than Lake Ontario. Map of the watershed flows courtesy of Charles Faust. The question is, at a time when we are desperately trying to protect land, especially the headwaters areas of northern Ontario, why are we threatening it with underground nuclear dumps? Since it is election time, demand that our politicians return land withdrawn for the nuclear industry to the Crown and protect the public interest. Greg Rickford, Ontario Minister of Northern Development, Mines, Natural Resources and Forestry and Minister of Indigenous Affairs, I hope you are listening. Paul Filteau, Thunder Bay the author is a volunteer with We the Nuclear Free North.